his own feel about having a week off next week. How are you, Mike?
Yeah, well, thanks.
I'm not sure if you heard much of Greg Carpenter there, but what do you think about having a week off next week?
Oh, look, it's not going to make any difference to myself or my staff at all. A week's not really long enough. If they're going to have a break, the way they'd have to do it would be a month where you could put the horses on the walker and tick them over or treadmills and only have half your staff on and give half the time off. But the way it is now, they're going to have to move it to normal. I suppose the only thing is they get paid extra for going to the races, and that won't be happening. So, and then the owners have got the state money, etc. And the other thing was I had one in the first race. The other was 1,400-metre two-year-old race, and he never even got a... I paid up with him, and he never even made the field whatsoever. So they would have had another field of two-year-olds if they'd put that on, I would think.
Is there a certain time of the year where you could take a week off?
Probably not. I think if you really need longer than that, because it's down to keeping the horses in work, and if you've got to work them every day, you need your staff there to do that. So, and of course you need some staff there because they can't look after themselves, and if you're going to be getting them over, some can go on the walker and that, and have a bit of a brief break doing that, and you have other tools you can use, but just for the week, not really. It's not really going to make any difference at all.
One other issue before I ask you about your horse, I'm not sure if you've heard Michael Kent this morning, Mick Kent, and he's written an opinion piece on the RSN website saying that the issue in regards to Australian horses trying to rehome them, the fact that we are losing a lot of horses, they're not hardy enough, we're not breeding them well enough, and we're breeding a lot of horses which have hereditary ailments, and also the preparation to get them up, built and bulked for sales is adding to, I suppose, the fineness of the breed compared to how tough it was in years gone by. What are your thoughts, Mike?
I think he's right. I do. I think, listening to what he said, I think he had some very relevant points. I think it's got to a stage where it's got to be, you talk about horses out in the wild and that sort of thing. We're going to go back that far, and certainly the best survive. And certainly we've got to a stage now where we're breeding a lot of horses and with a lot of ailments too. So, I think there's a lot of good points you brought up.
Gee, there's a new race that could have Tafani's name written all over it coming up in the spring. Did you have a chat to Peter Volandis and say, you know, we've kept her in work, can you bring up a $2 million 1,400-metre race for us?
If you wish for a race for Tafani, you'd say that's the right one. Look, she's unbeaten at 1,400 metres and in Group 1 company, so, it is tailor-made for her without a doubt. I would say what we'll be doing, Michael, is we're going to give her a preparation to possibly look at going further. But there will be a crossroads when we've got to make a decision. Is she going to be able to go further, or do we freshen up and go to that race? So it certainly will be in our minds. There's a bit of water to go to the bridge, and it's a race that we certainly know is there, and it is an ideal race for
her. How's Buffalo River? Is he back in work?
Yep, he's back in. He came back in yesterday. Tafane, I followed her in this morning about 10 to 4 from Sydney. She... right at the stable, so we're starting to bring a few of them back. English King, he's quite forward. He'll be trialling shortly. In fact, he was ready to trial, but because of the week that we're going to have without any jump outs, it's going to put me back that week. He's good. He's come back quite strong, and we've got a few others here. Poland, who I think is a pretty smart horse, he's back in too, so... Yeah, we're starting all systems go.
All right, we're looking forward to the spring at Stars. And Actow, how's he going?
Yeah, no, he's good. He'll be the first one out, actually. He'll be running at Moonee Valley. There's a mile race there for him to kick off. He's had three jump outs now, I think, going into this. And he's pretty forward. Look, he won't be overly competitive, I wouldn't think, over a mile. But, he's a year older now, stronger. And we're looking forward to him as a stayer.
You got a couple of nice young horses coming through the ranks. I saw that Astra Idea, I think you pronounce it, who won really nice.
Yeah, really nice filly. Early days, she didn't show much speed whatsoever. Even though she's bred on the dam side, be quite quick. But I actually said to the owners, I thought she wouldn't win a race until she went 1,400 metres. The way I after her first prep, but then she turned around and I think the second jump out we gave her, she jumped and led and showed really good speed. So I think there was a bit more to come from her. She was pretty one ear full, one ear back when she got the front. Didn't quite know what to do, but she looks like she's got some nice ability there.
A couple of listeners want to throw a couple of questions at you. When do we get to see Snapper again?
He's back. He's back in work. He'll be probably 5 or 6 weeks away from racing.
What would he be heading towards?
Well, he's still got some classes to get through, but he's a really nice sprinter. And he did look impressive a couple of times last time in, and if he goes on with it, well, there's no reason that he won't. He's quite likely race. He should make his way through to open class, I would think.
And John wants to know, how did the good fight pull up from his big win on Saturday?
Yeah, no, he's really good. He's a lovely horse. I've trained a lot of high chaparrals through, we started with Monaco Consul, and for that reason we did get quite a few. They're all pretty quirky, but this bloke here is really straightforward, and he's out of his Abel Mare as well, so I know she was quirky because she held up
Pravda
the year that Brew won it. So, but this guy here is very straightforward. You wouldn't know you got him in work, and he just does everything perfectly. He eats, he sleeps, and works, and that's him.
Well, you're in form. Can you continue today at Sandown, Ladbrokes Park? Because Nerve Not Verve, Carlene Heffel's in good form, and so is Nerve Not Verve.
Yeah, look, when she gets back to form this mare, she usually holds it. Look, I know she did win. I'm pretty sure in New Zealand was a softer heavy when she won a maiden. But as she's got older, she's got a little bit more questionable on wet ground, so that would be my only question mark. But look, every wet track's different, and if it's loose, I'm pretty sure she'll get through it. With the weight, I think the one to beat Perennial, we meet her better off, 2.5 kilos better off. But in saying that, we've got an apprentice on it as opposed to, say, Luke Donald or another one. So it's going to be quite an interesting race, but we're really happy with our mare. And as I said, once she strikes form, she usually keeps it.
Good on you, Mike. Best of luck today.
Okay, thank you.